Paris Hilton's hosting a party in Vegas tonight.
Where does she live? Do you think we could find a way in?
I don't know.
Come on, let's go to Paris's. I want to rob.
Oh my God, are they gone?
Police are investigating the connection of the Hollywood Hills burglaries.
America has this sick fascination with a Bonnie and Clyde kind of thing.
Can't take her dog.
But he likes me. Did you speak to any of the victims?
I've spoken to all the victims.
Really? What did Lindsay say?
Okay, here's the deal. The more I think about The Bling Ring, the more and more I like it. And that says something, considering I loathe Sofia Coppola's previous two films with The Heat of a Thousand Suns. The Bling Ring tells the story of a group of bored, entitled teenagers from L.A. who start a string of break-ins and robberies of celebrities' homes. Being the idiots they are, things eventually catch up with them and they start to devour each other. Coppola's standard hands-off and dry directing style plays more biting and sarcastic in this film, which makes for some amazingly hilarious scenes. Some of the things said and done are simply jaw-dropping and terribly amusing to watch, though it's not played as a straight-out comedy. Though some of the cast is soft, and Emma Watson struggles with her posh LA accent, The Bling Ring captures lightning in a bottle and makes for quite a fun experience. It's a nice way to watch the stupidity of those in the celebrity worship culture without feeling the skank and grime of too much TMZ. The Bling Ring gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.